Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Precision Timing, Daniel 9:25. Daniel 9:24 gives a comprehensive overview of the 70 weeks of Daniel. But then Daniel 9:25 through 27 breaks it down into three segments, as seen in verse 25, verse 26, and verse 27. Daniel 9:25, 69 weeks, 483 years, culminating in the triumphal entry. We read in Daniel 9:25, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times." Note the double emphasis on understanding, as seen in the words know and understand. God wants us to get this. The going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem marked the start of the 490 years. There were several commandments to rebuild or to continue to rebuild the temple. However, there was only one command in the Old Testament to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, and that is found in Nehemiah 2:1 through 8. When Artaxerxes authorized Nehemiah to rebuild the city in about 445 BC. Until Messiah the Prince is clearly a prophecy about Jesus Christ the Messiah. This marks the time when Jesus was officially presented to Israel as a prince, that is, the anointed ruler at the time of his triumphal entry. From the time of the command until Jesus' triumphal entry was a period of 62 plus 7 weeks, or 69 weeks, which equals 483 years. In terms of days, that tallies to exactly 173,880 days. The occasion for this is seen in the triumphal entry, as recorded in Luke 19:28 through 44, where Jesus was officially presented as Messiah the Prince. There he fulfilled in part the prophecy of Psalm 118:26 that says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And also Zechariah 9:9, which says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." Jesus, in Luke 19:42, emphasized this day, and in verse 44, that this was the time of their visitation, and yet they did not realize it. The command to rebuild Jerusalem was given on March 5th, 444 BC, 444 BC, and 173,880 days later, on March 30th, AD 33, Jesus was formally presented to Israel as her Messiah when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey at the triumphal entry. The absolute exact precision of this prophecy, which was given over 500 years in advance to the very day, is why some call this the greatest prophecy ever given. Its accuracy stands as a great proof of the inspiration of Scripture. The qualifier, "the street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times," is thought to further qualify the 7 weeks mentioned. This is why many think it is broken up into 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The 7 weeks specifically refer to the difficult time of rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, which took 49 years to do. The amazing precision of this prophecy, when you understand what is being said, is truly amazing. Only God could know the future. Only God could bring it to pass like this. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.